Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome into the soul of business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyak. And joining me on the line today for Soul of Business is Kelvin Hoon, Sales VP of Rubrik Asia. Hello, Kelvin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Thank you for having me on the call.
No at all. Pleasure. Now, I've been like kind of scaring everybody, you know, all afternoon about ransomware. Okay. So tell us more about it. What are some of the rising challenges that organizations can face when it comes to ransomware?
Yeah, I think if you look at the ransomware, if you look at the data source from CSA, right, the ransomware have been increasing almost up to 154% from 2019 to 2020. So this is not just happened in Singapore, but across the board in ASEAN country. If you look at ASEAN country, the rise of ransomware have been like almost like 2.7 million cases over the last 1 year, which is crazy, right? It is almost like ransomware attack strike you every 11 seconds. Now, this is something that changed a lot from the world before, because the world has changed that the attack surface is more and more companies moving to digital. And hackers realize that the most valuable thing is the customer data. And that's why they're launching a lot of the ransomware attack to go after the business data, and that help them to gain money straight away from the victim, right? This is the trend happening across the board in Asia and worldwide as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what? When people talk about securities, data security, sometimes they talk about it in the same breath as cybersecurity, but do they mean the same thing?
Well, there are many types of cybersecurity, but the one that happened very drastically and massively lately is about ransomware. The only difference is that the attacks surface is slightly different. Ransomware is more against the data, after the customer data, whereas cybersecurity can be against your devices, equipment, and network, and so on. That could be a different type of cyber attack.
But how do you identify ransomware that your system has been compromised?
Well, I think the IT security department, usually they have some kind of lock system. And when they get attacked, the so-called the symptom will show. Some data, either they couldn't access anymore, is totally locked or encrypted by someone, or they couldn't operate the whole entire system. So that typically the IT security team of the company will ever do tell, right, from there.
But what are some of the ways that ransomware can find its way into your system?
Well, today, if you look at it, right, the ransomware from the attacker is very sophisticated. They are learning better and better today. They know how to using multiple channels to do the attack, and they can use from external, they can use insider track, they can find mean and way to go to your system. And ultimately, they will attack the production system and also your backup data. That caused massive challenges and panic to the customer most of the time.
But do you have any specific example of how they make their way into? Because a lot of people have said that people are the strongest but also the weakest link, right, in terms of cybersecurity, including data security. So would you recommend that people keep their vigilance up against potential mischief makers, crooks, criminals trying to find their way, finding some opening into the system?
Well, I always advise customers to have a three-step approach, right? First is like they have to perceive ransomware is inevitable and it's always happened there. So the IT leader need to be well prepared, right, with this awareness among the employee. And take note that the IT security issue like cybersecurity or ransomware, no longer the responsibility for IT team, but it's the entire company, right? Now, second step is that they have to have the team, the IT team, to build a very robust security check, attack, so-called the detection and also remediation against the ransomware, right? So, such as like a company should have the cyber incident response plan. They can conduct regular cross-department tests and drill to ensure when something happens, they know what to react to, right? And third, they need to use technology, right? Not all technology is the same. The legacy technology not able to protect a lot of this kind of issue because those days when you start the, a lot of example like legacy backup, they are not born with the cyber attack or the ransomware. So the technology are not ready that time. But now with the latest technology, you need to use the latest technology who can do this kind of defense. So the company must have a latest technology who can provide a better SLA and support, and also engage the vendor who can provide you the latest end-to-end solution with the ransomware warranty in place to secure the environment and provide the better SLA to the company.
So
that's
the
three-step my advice.
Yep. Right. That's actually very good advice. A little after the fact, I mean, for the two, in terms of response team, right, of course, having a very robust, technical defense system in that sense, right, would be very ideal. Maybe perhaps later we can talk again about how, as individuals, how we can look out for, you know, potential suspect, suspicious activity that may be trying to use, you know, the individual users who are less vigilant, right, to try and get into the system. But now, no, I see something that's called zero trust, right? What is that? You know, what does it mean by zero trust philosophy?
Very good question, right? So zero trust is basically refer to a technology that you don't trust anybody, always verify. Now, if you look at the today technology, there are a lot of limitations to the IT security that implement by most companies today. They have invested a lot of parameter security technology, but a lot of them still get the so-called attacker get into the environment, get into the data. So the current landscape is very challenging. And therefore, a lot of companies adopting zero trust framework where you need to first authenticate the user. Are you the right user to access the data? You only see what you can see and not everything. And second, you have to have the permission to access the data and not allowed to change simply your data, because once you can change, you can encrypt your data, you can do something with that. And that is the vulnerable part where the attacker can use the malware that attached to the email or individual thumb drive or anything to do the address. Now, very important, on top of that, you also must have threat hunting capability so you can scan your production and backup data to ensure your data is safe at all times. And you must have your data safely kept in the environment where we call it air gap, which you allow the clean data to be recovered as and when you need to after the attack. So these are the few important things, what do you mean by zero trust?
Okay, that actually sounds like a very strong sort of, you know, firewall, right, before, you know, any sort of ransomware or even other kinds of malware can get into the system. I found, though, that sometimes, you know, the higher you go, the more senior you get, sometimes they get even more complacent, because I've worked for companies before where the senior management somehow might have used the company laptop, right, to access certain websites that somehow had, you know, introduced, you know, a doorway or a corridor to enter the system, right? So I suppose for individuals, would you recommend for companies actually to disallow their employees actually to use the company computer or laptop for maybe personal search or personal usage, like, I don't know, going to stream sites and all that?
I believe most companies will impose certain so-called the IT security hygiene within the employee. There are certain do and don't within the employee that need to practice. That creates the awareness what they can do, what they cannot do. And of course, technology is an enabler to the business, right? You cannot say totally don't use it, but you use it in the correct way. Of course, the company IT team usually will implement certain system and technology, such as antivirus and so on, to detect those things. The ongoing scanning and detection of that is very crucial, right? Very important foundation of that. But on top of that, your most important thing, which is your customer, your valuable business data, needs to be protected. This is the main gap in most companies who have implemented heavily on their security product, but yet they forgot about the last line of defense, which is the data, which they need to ensure. When something happens, do they have a clean data all the time to safeguard? And also, can they recover quickly when something happens? So these are the few things that are very important to company. From individual level up to the company level.
Mm. But there are a lot of products out there as well for cybersecurity. So how do we ascertain the credibility of these different providers? Like, which one should we get, or which one should we, you know, engage to help us with our cybersecurity?
You're right. I think this is a very, very good question, valid question, right? I think a country like Singapore, at least good thing is our cybersecurity agency has implemented certain framework, licensing framework, which they impose. Those companies who provide this kind of services must meet certain standard and certified before they can provide such service, which is a good thing. I think not all countries doing that. Singapore started doing that, pushed by the government, which is a good thing. Now, on top of that, as an individual company and the enterprise, they need to have a certain study about certain SLA, right? What the vendor provides. Are they able to provide the end-to-end technology that they need? And can they meet the certain SLA that they need to provide, right? So that they know what they subscribe to, the services or product, as exactly matching what they're looking for. I think these are the two things that they need to do, right? So that they can ensure what they're buying, the services, is the correct one. Yeah, I mean, across of course, in the market, there are a lot of technology and product offered by the vendor. You need to go down to detail to find out the difference. That will be the make. I mean, that will make a huge difference between technology and technology. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for some of the things that you mentioned, they are fairly, how would you say, they may vary from company to company, right? Depending on what you need, what you want. But are there certain hygiene factors that must be there before you even, you know, enter into that kind of discussion with the provider?
Yes. I think they need to take stock about what their most important thing, which is their data. And what kind of data they have, how fast they can protect their data, and what is the mechanism, the process, and technology to protect against those data. These are the few things they need to go through, right? I mean, it is the best is going to some workshop or demo to see how the solution works, and it demonstrates the step-by-step how this technology can really protect them against this ransomware and cybersecurity.
Okay. Any final word for people who are thinking about cutting down their budget for IT?
Well, I think such technology no longer nice to have like before, right? Because as the world moving to digital, this kind of technology is a must to have, right? In order to protect the business. Because when your data is gone, your business is gone as well. So therefore, it's something that we can't cut down the cost or IT budget forever. It's something you have to look at the right solution to implement. And I'm sure there's a technology out there that can meet such a rubric who can help them doing that. Now, it's about then spend some time study the solution before they decide to go for it. Yeah.
Hey, excellent advice there. Thank you so much, Kelvin Hoon, Sales VP of Rubrik Asia. Thank you so much for your time, the information, and your insight.
Thank you, Melissa, for your time for me. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.